There are multiple forms of communication, just use them the right way. I'm Brian Bandmiller on Business. There are many good things about remote work, but as is true with most things, there are also downsides. For example, many workers find themselves spending more time in meetings and getting burned out on excess communication than happens when people are not sitting next to each other. According to Inc.com, there are two types of communication that happens most often while working. Communication for making decisions, which is more urgent, and communication for sharing information, which can wait. Urgent communication usually requires phone calls or a virtual meeting. Later communication can usually be left to emails or text messages. The key is knowing when to use each type. Too much urgent communication and people are wasting time in meetings. If you delay sharing information, then people feel left out of the loop. The trick is to consider the benefits of each form of communication and recognize when they're most efficient. In some cases, just as recording and sending out information, they can be used at the same time. Brian Bandmiller, CBS News.